Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's show. This is Molly McCord, and this is the Weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies of August 14th to 21st. We are moving through a very dynamic month. We've had a lot of energies shifting, changing, activating, triggering, and we are truly entering a new energy field that is working with us on multiple levels of our being. So I'm going to discuss with you what has been transpiring and building since the Leo new moon that kicked off August. We're going to cover a lot of energies that are happening now, and I hope that this helps connect for you, anything you've been feeling, sensing, developing, shifting, changing. It's quite a potent time. I'm also going to touch on the energies around Jeffrey Epstein because it's part of a bigger story, of course, and it relates astrologically to what is unfolding as we move into 2020. So I will be covering that as well. To all of you who are listening to the show on a regular basis, thank you so much for making time in your day, in your week for this podcast. And to those who are new, welcome. I hope that you get some messages from this podcast. And please be sure to check out the links below this show. You can learn more about my offerings, my services, and anything that might help you with your own astrological journey. This is astrology that incorporates spirituality, different types of channeling messages. I feel and sense things that come through as I talk about astrology. I incorporate cosmic messages, and I ideally make it practical for you, make it something that you can work with in your own life. So that is what I offer, and I'm excited to get going here with today's show. Now, on Monday's podcast, I talked about the Venus star point. And I wanted to make something clear because I realized maybe it wasn't clear, so my apologies. The Venus star point is when the Sun and Venus are conjunct in one of the five astrological signs, Aries, Gemini, Leo, Scorpio, or Capricorn. Every 9 months, Venus makes this reoccurring pattern, and it creates a star. Now, Venus can be conjunct the Sun in all astrological signs. So I realize that's where I created confusion. When you're talking about the Venus star point, it only happens in those five astrological signs, but the conjunction can happen in any sign. And so the Venus star point is unique. It unfolds for each astrological sign in a four-year cycle. And it's being activated right now, this week, and that is bringing alive an area of your chart, an area of your life that would have been active in August 2015 and August 2011, and then going back every 4 years. So that's what makes it different than other Venus-Sun conjunctions. So I hope that explains it better, and sorry if you were looking at your chart in confusion about that. So what we have going on right now, in addition to the Venus star point, is that we are approaching the Aquarius full moon that is coming alive on August 15th at 22 degrees. Now, it's a very interesting full moon because every lunar cycle is about a development and a growth and essentially energy changing and transforming. So we had the Leo new moon, which was on July 31st or August 1st, depending on your time zone. And over the next 2 weeks, we have the energy that grows and develops to reach that full moon peak. And in this time period of the past 2 weeks, from the new moon to the full moon, we've had a lot of energies. We had the 8-8 portal, which was a cosmic activation of energies that is an alignment with Sirius energies, with the energies of other galaxies really coming through to raise the consciousness on the planet. It's working at a more cosmic level, a sense of bigger than what we always connect with in our daily lives. This is the soul's expansion, the opportunity to move into other ways of seeing yourself. Then we have the Venus star point, as I mentioned, that's happening at 21 degrees of Leo. It was exact August 13th, but it's in play through this full moon. Then we had the finger of God aspect, where the Sun and Venus, who are traveling together, were receiving a finger of God energies, which is essentially quincunx aspects from Saturn in Capricorn at 15 degrees, Neptune in Pisces at 18 degrees, and Pluto in Capricorn at 21 degrees, all creating this point of energy on Leo again. We've had Mercury leaving the shadow zone that he was in during Mercury retrograde. We've had Jupiter stationing direct and Uranus stationing retrograde. That's a lot. That's a full plate of energies. And it culminates with this Aquarius full moon because of how this is a point of higher understanding. The Aquarius energy is about complex patterns and systems being integrated. It's a very creative energy force that takes the pieces and makes a new whole. It takes different energies and integrates them, puts them together in a new way. So the Aquarius full moon is a beautifully timed energy for these very dynamic 2 weeks of August. Because essentially what's been coming in, one way to look at this astrological story is that the heavy focal point of Leo is making it clear to you what you love about yourself, what you love about your life, what you love in a way that you want to create, you want to develop it, you want to take the Leo themes and activate a new energy within yourself that's based on a purer connection to your own self-love, self-acceptance, strength, confidence, and light. I mean, this is a light activation. This is strong energies rising up to see what's in your heart, what's in your power, what's in your sense of self that you're meant to claim. And it's probably something you can't ignore or you haven't been able to ignore. And this Aquarius full moon is objective. The Leo energy is the fire, the passion, the excitement, the enthusiasm, and the egoic sense of yes, 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 this is me, 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 I want. Aquarius, the opposite sign of Leo, is objective, observing, assessing, contemplating it all. And it feels like there is something that you're seeing about a theme in your life. And you could be seeing this theme for the first time. It could be a reoccurring theme. It could be something that's hinted at you and now you see it perhaps forcefully. And this theme is becoming clear here during the middle of August. And it's a theme that is putting together some parts of a story or, again, the patterns in your life. As I'm speaking, what I'm seeing is how the heart energy has been both cleared away and reignited with a new, it looks like a new pattern. Okay, it actually looks like how a watch is configured. And I'm thinking of the types of beautifully handcrafted Swiss watches with all the moving parts and different intricacies and different rhythms and the ticking and the talking and the everything that goes into making a watch, of which I know nothing about, but this is just the visual that's coming through. But it's understanding where in your heart something was out of alignment. Something was missing. Something was not activated. Something was not moving. It wasn't working. Something wasn't working in the heart, and there's been this big realignment over the past number of years, by the way, that now you fully see it. And this focal point on the Leo heart energy has been recalibrating that heart light, okay? So I hope this is resonating and connecting with something in you that you're meant to accept and love about yourself. By the way, this has nothing to do with anybody else. This is about you, and that makes it personal. And it isn't about what anybody else loves. It's not about what anybody has told you. It's not about what you have picked up or taken in from other people. It literally has nothing to do with anybody else. The focal point on the Leo energies is on you. And that's part of the journey of the first six astrological signs of the zodiac, Aries through Virgo, is the self-development, the personal energy fields, the understanding who you are, what you're about, what you feel, what you think, what you're here to really understand about yourself. So this is very much about you and your personal experience of what's in your heart, those personal revelations, and your own understanding of your life themes, your soul's themes, your healing patterns. And the Aquarius full moon is going to bring you a higher understanding and perception of what you haven't seen before. And also during this full moon, Mercury will be leaving the retrograde shadow and embarking further into Leo and making a square to Uranus at 6 degrees of Taurus. So this is a sense of, I didn't see that coming, or I didn't know that was what I was holding on to. There's a shaking up energy here. There's a shaking up and shaking loose. And it's almost like if you have been clenching your fist about something for too long, you might find that that's been exhausting, that you've been holding on to something that is wearing you down or wearing you out, and you're meant to release. So there's a release mechanism here. There's also the release that allows the new to come in, okay? Because there is such a fresh energy right now of creativity, of personal expression, of what you want. And again, it's personal. You don't have to tell anybody. It's important that you know, that you understand it, that you feel strong, and that you're allowing yourself to develop confidence in what it is now. Now, we also have a very interesting activation with Mars in Leo finishing up this time in Leo and is reaching the final few degrees of Leo before entering Virgo on August 18th. Now, before Mars transitions into Virgo, he triggers the great solar eclipse of August 2017, and that was the total solar eclipse that affected all of North America. You wore your special sunglasses to watch the eclipse. And Mars is coming through 2 years later, triggering that total solar eclipse. So here we have a two-year cycle that is, again, I'm sounding repetitive, but again, it triggers these Leo energies of what you truly love. What you love, who you love, who you want to love, who you want to. I'm feeling it as maybe they're a part of you. They're a part of your heart. Something is a part of your heart now in a fuller way. And this Mars in Leo is asking you to be confident in that love, to not be egoic, to not be the overly childish Mars in Leo. There's a responsibility, especially with Mars in Leo, at the end of Leo, in the late degrees of the third decan, that's maturing. The heart has matured. Your heart has matured over the past 2 years. And in fact, it's been probably, these energies have been so strong that it could have been the most energy you've understood about your heart and yourself and what you love and your light, your creativity, your gifts, your desires, your passions. It could have been the most important 2 years of your life in with some of these themes. It depends on your chart, of course. But understand that you've come to see more of yourself, and now you're being asked to accept it, to feel confident, to feel courageous, and to move forward into this next chapter. Because the new energies are here moving you forward. And it's almost like if you were trying to grasp onto something and stay in one place, it just wouldn't happen. You would be creating a struggle. If you don't let go of something that is like dying on the vine or expired or over, you're creating a struggle by resisting. Because resistance creates a struggle with the energies that are coming in. So it is a time of moving into the next chapter. And as I said, you know, this first 2 weeks of August, there's been a lot happening. Whether you follow astrology or not, I know some people listen to this show just because they're interested in other messages, and you might not speak astrology at all, and that's totally great. But you could be feeling it. Because as you raise in your consciousness, you think about things differently. You see them differently. You make new connections in your life, in yourself, in what is going on or what you're feeling. And a lot of these energies have been working with us in very much in the physical world. You could have many different types of symptoms, the headaches, the food cravings, stuff happening in any part of your body. Where you're needing to let something flow, where the muscles have become too tight or the blood hasn't been flowing, because blood can become stagnant in some parts of ourselves, and we have to bring in that new oxygen and the new blood flow, which is why I'm such a strong advocate for acupuncture and anything that keeps your body moving and flowing, that allows the systems to move within us. So the physical symptoms are very real. The headaches, again, you could be needing more water, more food. It could be something that you don't logically understand, but your body is giving you signals. You could have had a very active dream state. You could have had a lot happening that felt really weird when you woke up. I know that there have been a few nights when I didn't sleep. I was buzzing all night. I felt like I had electricity running through me. I couldn't sleep. So then, of course, I'm exhausted the next day. But I understand it's part of these energies that we feel, and it's part of going with the flow of things to not over-identify with it, but to take care of yourself as needed. So a lot's been happening because we are becoming new versions of ourselves. And this is part of the journey of consciousness and of understanding more of your power, more of your choices, also more of the connection with your body. And we're going to be talking about that as we move through the end of August because of how the planets move into Virgo. And Virgo is all about the daily routines of self-care, physical self-care, what you are responsible for on a daily basis. So we have Mars entering Virgo on August 18th, and then Venus enters Virgo on August 21st. And so this is going to shift your priorities. And it's a bit like the transition from Leo to Virgo is that, okay, put away your toys, vacation's over, the fun is over, back to the desk, back to school, back to routines, back to being responsible with what you eat, where your exercise routine is showing up. We come back to what do I really need that's a necessity? What is really important that I've been overlooking because I've been having so much fun or because my energy has been elsewhere? We have a very strong focal point on Virgo energy for the second half of August, and we'll have a Virgo new moon on August 30th. So the transition that's underway is that we've taken in a lot of energy, light codes, downloads, understandings. There's been shifts. And now it comes into integrating it into your body, Virgo, into yourself, the needs of the body. And what that looks like now, that could very well be a new relationship with your body, such as your food cravings change, or you start doing an exercise that you've never done before, or there's something that you begin practicing regularly that feels right for you, whereas before it didn't. And so, for example, you start Tai Chi, or you start a new type of yoga, or you start a new kind of physical healing modality. These are all Virgo areas. So we're bringing these energies into our consciousness, our aura, our awareness, and then we look at what our body needs to support the new energies. The vessel, our physical vessel, is going to be requiring new routines to work with these new energies. So stay open to what interests you, what calls to you. Stay open to where that shows up, that you find yourself having an interest or that you are physically drawn to something. And maybe you don't understand it in your mind, but you're understanding that it has something for you now that perhaps it did not offer before. So, Leo season will go for the next week or so, and I realize it will depend on when you're listening to this podcast. The sun enters Virgo August 23rd. At 6:01 a.m., that's Eastern time. So we have the next 9 days of the sun in Leo traveling through the third decan of the sign, and the third decan is from 20 to 29 degrees of every astrological sign, and it is about a mastery, a maturity, an understanding that becomes more solid. And it is looking at this part of you with greater clarity, greater responsibility. And because the sun and Venus are traveling together, it is all about these Venus areas of life as well. Money, finances, relationships, love, where you are accepting yourself, where you are loving yourself. It's a very creative energy, very expressive, and very much about the truth of your own light, how your energy is its own energy source. I know that's redundant, but it's like that sense of you're different, what makes you different, and can you love that? Can you love the parts of yourself that are uniquely you? Because that is how others will pick up on your confidence, your sense of self. That's the energy that permeates in your aura. It's sort of like, you know, when somebody walks into a room and you just get a sense of them, you get a sense that they're confident, you get a sense that they're happy, they get a sense that they're charismatic or they're enjoyable to be around. You know, you're picking up something in their aura. And then, of course, there can be the converse experience of somebody who is grumpy, who is not happy, who is pessimistic. You can pick that up in their aura, too. So this is what we're doing, is really understanding how powerful our energy is and to be responsible with that. The Sun and Venus are going to get to 24 degrees of Leo, and they're going to trine Aries at 24 degrees of Aries. And this is quite powerful, powerful feminine energy, Aries being the uninvited feminine, and Venus traveling with the Sun. And so there's a real independence here. When the Sun and Venus trine Aries, there's independence, there's force, there's motivation, excitement, something new that feels like you can't deny it. And it's something that is meant to piece together parts of who you are now. So the Sun and Venus are going to trine Aries at 24 degrees, and that will happen on late Friday and Saturday. And there could be something that connects in your own story about who you are now. I'm feeling birthing energy, almost like something gets birthed, something comes forward, something comes out forcefully and dynamically. I mean, this is fire signs, so there's a lot of energy here around moving ahead, moving forward, the desire to follow what motivates you, what inspires you. And with Aries, you know, Aries, I have a video for you on YouTube about Aries in Aries and the mythology around her story of being the uninvited feminine and the anger and the rage and the unexpressed emotional energies that she possesses. But she's also connected to the soul's evolution because she resides right outside of Pluto, right beyond Pluto, which is about the soul's evolution. So she's the feminine part of that that is pissed off about how the feminine energies haven't been as loved or accepted, and that pertains to a patriarchal society and power structures and power dynamics, and then what to do about it, especially in Aries, which is independent and a go-getter, and you need to take action. So there could be something that comes through for you that you've been containing, and this weekend you have an understanding of where to express it, what to do with any anger, anything that's been suppressed within you. And this pertains to both men and women, but it's about where the anger is not meant to fester. You know, that can literally make you sick. You're meant to move it out. And by the trine with the Sun and Venus in Leo, it's saying to turn it into something creative and powerful and follow what moves you. So there could be an opportunity to express something that you need to release and move. The movement is very strong with this aspect. So we also have Saturn retrograde, now at 14 degrees of Capricorn, traveling with the South Node. The South Node always moves retrograde. And also we have Pluto in Capricorn, still at 21 degrees retrograde. So this energy of Saturn traveling with the South Node is the sweeping out, okay, the sweeping away of where authority figures have been out of alignment. And in Capricorn and with Saturn here, the themes are repetitive about people in charge, people who have decision-making abilities, those who don't answer to anyone or think they don't answer to anyone. The lower energies of Capricorn involve being a bully, being very much about the profits and the bottom line and one's status, one's being at the top of the hierarchy. This is the energy of I'm only responsible for myself and everyone else will do what as I say. Again, these are the lower expressions of Capricorn. There's a lack of empathy. There's a lack of feeling. It can be very narcissistic, very arrogant, kind of the untouchable. I'm untouchable. Because I have so much power, I have so much wealth, I have so much this, and this. No one else, everyone answers to me. So what is happening is that as these energies are retrograde, there's a dismantling of the structures that are outdated, that no longer truly serve, that no longer represent where humanity is going, and there's also the connection to what is complete and what has served its time, what has served its purpose. One example of this would be what's being called the retail apocalypse, where all of the brick-and-mortar stores and malls are shutting down. And that, of course, is part of how business is changing. Capricorn is business, and it's how people shop, how people spend money, what they're looking for in terms of goods and services is changing. And so these retail stores and retail environments are expired, and that's why you have so many closings and bankruptcies and malls that are not in use. That's part of this grand change. And it's also related to the Pluto in Capricorn energies, where Pluto changes things permanently. And Pluto kills. Pluto creates a death so that a new form can emerge, a new solution, a new way ahead can ultimately come forward. But Pluto is very slow moving. And in Capricorn, there's a sense of it's meticulous. And it's, taking care of things responsibly and following what needs to happen. For example, following a legal procedure, honoring contracts, honoring the ways that you, like, for example, have to file for bankruptcy and what a company has to go through under that process. Okay, so very meticulous. Granted, this has been around for a long time. This is not new. But the Pluto energy comes in and looks at what still works, but what doesn't work as well, what needs to be completed, what is over. So there's a big shift in how business is conducted. That's one of the ways the Capricorn energies are experiencing this huge transformation. Now, in terms of people, we are seeing changes in leaders, in who has power, in what constitutes power. We're looking at what is effective and what is not effective. These energies are strong into 2020 in a very dynamic way. And we're getting a preview right now. It also means with these retrogrades that a lot is happening behind the scenes. It's not public. It's not out there. It's not known. there is a sense of business being conducted and things being taken care of behind closed doors. And I'm figuring out how much I want to say about that. Because, of course, for something to really make an impact or to really change, the ducks have to be in a row, right? If you're putting together a legal case, for example, you need to have all the research, you need to have your evidence, your examples, you need to line up your witnesses, et cetera. So there's like this preparation that's happening, and there's already things unfolding. So this brings up what is happening with the Jeffrey Epstein and how that is a very public case right now, as it should be. And it's a very important part of the bigger story that's unfolding in 2020. So we're seeing parts of the story now. And, of course, over this past weekend, there was the quote-unquote suicide. And I say quote-unquote because there's different theories around that, one theory being did he really die, or was his body transitioned out to protect him? And so it was a fake body, essentially. There are theories around murder. Of course, there are some that believe it was a real suicide. So you have these different understandings of what could have transpired and happened. But what I can offer you about this is that this big reveal, this big unfolding of the structures, corruption, power issues, all of that, it's not contingent on one person. It's not as if it's only one person who makes or breaks this case or this story. There's a bigger unfolding here that is happening at a higher level and on a broad scale. And so there are going to be more energies, more people, more parts of the story coming forward. And the imagery I've been getting around this is a line of dominoes. And the dominoes are falling. And they've already been falling. And I'm getting that image of the very elaborate domino, I don't even know what you would call them, like a domino system, where there's different tracks, of the dominoes, and one domino falls, and then it creates that ripple effect, obviously, of more dominoes falling. And sometimes the dominoes fall slowly, and then they fall again quickly, and then they branch off into different lines and different levels, and there's this huge wave of energy coming through, toppling all the dominoes. And so even if one domino doesn't fall, the others will. And then something can continue the domino falling. Okay, so I hope this is just what they're showing me. The dominoes are falling, and it's time, it's necessary, it's part of the purging of how power has been abused and misused. It's, again, that energy of being untouchable and, oh, I'll have no consequences for this. I'm too crafty, I'm too intelligent, I have too many resources, I have too much money, or I have too much this, and I can take care of anything. So there's a lot here that involves many people. And the dominoes are falling. Again, the retrograde energy means it's not out there yet. The story is behind the scenes. The pieces are coming together. And it's a big part of 2020, of what's really been happening, of what's really been unfolding. Some things that you want to stay aware of around the story would be the number of individuals who have unexplained wealth. Unexplained wealth. Interesting, right? So keep an eye on that, because wealth is always accumulated in some form, whether that's through investments or services or goods. There's always something that creates wealth. And so there are people who have been on the receiving end of money, and yet it's not publicly disclosed why or how they're making that money. That will come out. It's very interesting, the different parts of the Epstein story around, of course, the horrible private island, and then the temple that was constructed, and yet those weren't the plans submitted to the government officials about what would be built. So it was a private, secretive temple. That's a part of the story. There are the number of people involved that isn't revealed yet, that isn't known yet. So there's a lot more coming out about what's really going on here, how money is really being made, how a lot of wealth is being made, and the power players. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you know I've said it's the story of when heroes become zeros. It's the fall from power. It's the fall from grace. It's that fall of absolute power. And so that is going to come out and come forward. And all of this will have, of course, a huge ripple effect. And it will affect each of us differently. And we are the public. It's going to affect the public. It's going to affect what we have perceived about public personas. And all of this is a really beautiful exercise in energies, okay? And how we have been on this planet with many energies being active for a very long time. And Pluto changes all the energies. That's what Pluto does. That's what Pluto is about, is permanently changing energies that are no longer in alignment with the current definition of power or where the collective energies are evolving. And so there's changes in power as part of this energy shift because of how the energies on the planet are changing permanently. So one way to perhaps, I'm going to say be in alignment, or at least be willing to see things from a higher vantage point, is to know that the energies that are clearing out are very dark, reptilian, very much about power, dominance, survival, fight or flight, the dominance of the few at the expense of the many. And these energies are connected with ancient practices, ancient energies, also connected with the Anunnaki hierarchy. This is a very big time for humanity. And in that regard, we're lucky to be here. We're lucky to be participants in the game. We're lucky also to be witnesses of this changeover. And we are human, and we are going to feel things, and you're probably going to feel things intensely, whether it's at a personal level or a collective level. It's going to be a big energy period, and it's up to us to be in our power, in our choices, and responsible with ourselves. So it's a little bit of a preparation time, because we're moving through a great awakening, a great clearing, a great purging. And for all the ways those can be wonderful and awesome and invigorating, this is at a human level. And it can affect us, as I said, emotionally and be shocking. And that's certainly part of the energy signature here, is a sense of, I had no idea who that's who that person was. You know, that kind of a thing towards anyone that you thought was a certain way, right? And we're meant to see truth, and we're meant to go forward. We're meant to go forward. So understand that we will go forward, and that's part of humanity's evolution, is that you look at what can be rebuilt and what can come forward in a new way and what is ready now. So it's quite a big period of time, and take care of yourself and go into these Leo energies within you that are fortifying you, that are giving you confidence, that are giving you strength, that are giving you a connection to what you love, who you love, how you love, and make sure that includes you. Make sure that includes what you love about yourself now, because you'll reference it in the future. And that's one of the gifts of Leo season, is that you come into a higher awareness of what is in your heart, what is your light, who you truly are. And not only does that help you going forward, but then you can reconnect with it as you go. So I'm wishing you a beautiful Aquarius full moon. And in next week's podcast, we'll talk more about what is unfolding as we move into Virgo season. And I'm also going to do a show for you. I have two more show topics coming up for you. One is going to be about Jupiter in Sagittarius, and more of a deep dive into how the Mercury in Sagittarius energies have been working with us at very unconscious levels, and how to be aware of your own programming. And then I'm going to do another show for you on a following Monday about starseed astrology and the energies that starseeds feel and tap into it's like at a higher level, but it feels like it's places of untapped consciousness for you to realize if you identify as a starseed or if you have starseed markings in your astrology chart. So that will be a more galactic focused show. So thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time and energy as always. And if you're interested in following along in your astrology chart on a more regular basis, I do teach a weekly astrology transits class every Wednesday, where you bring your chart to class and I talk about the transits that are happening, what to look at, what to be aware of. It's more about the specifics in your chart. This is an intermediate level class where you already have the basics of astrology down and known. And this is also a class where I answer your questions. And you can ask questions during the live class, and I can, you know, give you some understanding and answers about your chart. So check out that information below this podcast, and I will be back on Monday to connect with you again through the Jupiter and Sagittarius topic. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. Have a beautiful week ahead, and stay aware of what those messages are in your heart, and they really will light you up at this time. Take good care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.